are Locked On Pistons, your daily Detroit Pistons podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
What is happening and welcome to the Locked On Pistons podcast, your episode for Wednesday, November 21st, and a warm, happy Thanksgiving sent out to all you guys. This will be the last episode we do before the holidays, so I wanted to send some warm wishes to your direction and also to your families and friends as well, and loved ones in your lives. But this is your boy, Matt Shook, the host of the Locked On Pistons podcast, a sports writer here in the Motor City covering the NBA for the Associated Press and the Detroit News, Pistons fan and follower my whole life, and a sports newspaper reporter for over a decade as well. Thank you for the listen, and be sure that instead of having political debates or sulking about the Lions or whatever you're otherwise going to do over Thanksgiving dinner, why don't you just tell everyone at your family about the Locked On Pistons podcast. I'm sure that they will be happy to hear about that. Today on the show, we're going to look ahead to the Houston Rockets game, kind of a two-for-one, as we'll be talking a little bit about Friday's game, too, although we will plan on coming back with a Friday podcast, too, so you can look forward to that, wrapping up the Wednesday game and looking forward to Friday as well. I'm also going to tell you something that I'm thankful for as the host of the Locked On Pistons podcast, and later on, I will tell you what to expect from the Pistons Nike City uniforms, which debut Friday night at home against the Houston Rockets. So the new uniforms, we're going to talk about those a little bit later too. But give me a follow on Twitter at Matt underscore Shook, S-C-H-O-C-H, another underscore after that. Also the Locked On Pistons Twitter account, and give us a like on Facebook at Locked On Pistons dash Matt Shook. That helps drive the numbers up and get us in front of more eyeballs, which we'd really appreciate. All the love that you give us there, the likes, the retweets, all that good stuff. So I appreciate that. And again, a quick note, schedule-wise, we'll be skipping the Thanksgiving Day pod, so don't look for one on Thursday. But do listen to this one on Thursday as you get away from the family, maybe take a walk after the meal or something like that that you do. But we'll come back, like I said, something on Friday, looking ahead to the second Houston game, which will be at home at 7 o'clock on Friday, 8 o'clock game tonight in Houston. So I'm not going to guarantee that the podcast for Friday will be up first thing, like they usually are. We will see, depending on what I get going on Thanksgiving night. You know, we don't know the hour-by-hour plans at this point. We'll try to get it up as quickly as we can on Friday, though, and something will be up there for you. But like I said, Pistons and the Rockets in Houston, 8 o'clock start tonight. The first game for the Pistons, by the way, against a Western Conference team this season, and the Pistons are the last team in the NBA to play an interconference game, so to play someone against the other conference. The Piston-powered guys, the blog, they tweeted that stat out early on Tuesday or late Monday, I believe, and I'm just going to steal it and pass it off as my own. Just kidding, but thanks, guys, for digging that one up. The Rockets are now 8-7, so for all the fretting that we did about them early on, it looks like they're doing just fine right now, and the Pistons going to the Lone Star State as 8.5-point dogs out of Houston. So that, and keep in mind that the Pistons on Monday night at home were 10-point favorites against Cleveland. So according to Vegas, the Pistons are only slightly closer gap-wise to Houston than Cleveland is to Detroit. So a nice little reality check there, I guess, from the bookmakers. And by the way, keep in mind the bookmakers are always right. As a gambler myself, I know that to be true. Carmelo Anthony, well, he's not going to play tonight, maybe not ever. I'm kidding. He'll probably end up with some sort of basketball team sometime, maybe even soon. But he was exiled from the Rockets already after a strange offseason where everyone pretty much predicted that something like this might happen with a disaster with Carmelo, who's, you know, kind of beyond washed at this point. I'm sure that there's in some way he can be helpful to an NBA team, but it certainly wasn't going to be these Rockets during this regular season. But like I said, they were 1-5 at one point early on in the season with Carmelo. They were 4-7 at one point as well, and they've won four straight against good teams. Well, I guess three good teams in Sacramento, who is doing an impersonation of a good team so far this season. Certainly don't think that's going to last for too much longer, but the Rockets just killed Golden State the other night. And what to know about the Rockets, Mike D'Antoni. Breaking news, Chris Paul and James Harden are really good players. Clint Capella, he's been solid lately as well, got the big contract in the offseason. James Ennis is a starter for them. Old friend alert with James Ennis there, the former Pistons. So don't fall out of your chair when you see that he's starting the game when that happens. He's getting 8 points and 2 rebounds a game. He has started every game that he has played, kind of in the Michael Curry role. Really kind of only playing 24 minutes, but starting all those games. Not in the Michael Curry role. The Michael Curry role is maybe like an 8-minute game with the start. But it's just a crazy world out there, man. James Ennis is starting for an NBA championship contender. Hug your loved ones. You just never know. But PJ Tucker, one of my favorite players in the league, to be honest. Physical, scary dude, the kind of guy that you'd love to see in a Pistons uniform someday, although he's 33 now, I believe, so maybe not. Maybe that day is rapidly passing with my very eyes as I say this. But he's kind of like Stanley Johnson. If things really worked out well for Stanley Johnson, if he started consistently making threes enough where you can feel like you can always have him out there on the court, for his, which you would benefit from having that because of his defense. So, you know, more like a 37, 38% career shooter, I believe, as opposed to Stanley, who's not quite 30% from three-point land. And speaking of bench, Eric Gordon and Gerald Green, those guys come off the bench for the Rockets, two of the better bench players in the NBA. Breaking news again, they like to shoot three-pointers in Houston. Maybe you've heard that. They attempted 47 threes against the Sacramento Kings, by the way, recently, and made them at a 42% clip. So just a ridiculous amount of shots going up. 47, again, threes shot by the Rockets against the Warriors the other day, too. And just a reminder that this is a home-and-home, so up next is Friday at home against these Houston Rockets. Once again, I will be there on Friday night for the Detroit News, so if you're there on Black Friday, come say hi. A 7 o'clock start then. Pistons then with a long home swing. Sunday, 4 o'clock, against the Phoenix Suns coming to town. Tuesday against the Knicks. And then Friday, game one of a back-to-back at home against the Chicago Bulls. And then game two coming up. The second half of the back-to-back against the Golden State Warriors. Although I believe Golden State is also coming in off of back-to-back too, so no real huge advantage there for the Warriors. But when you look at Phoenix, New York, the Bulls, chance for a little bit of a winning streak at home for the Pistons. And you never know. You go up against Golden State, they're struggling with their strife right now and then got rolled up by the Rockets after that. Who knows what kind of state of mind that those guys are in right now. So again, chance for the Pistons to get off to a nice finish here in November before the gauntlet of December gets started. They would certainly do well to get a split here against the Rockets. And I know that traditionally you think of these home and homes and you say, well, win the home game and you'll probably lose on the road. But I just have a funny feeling that the Pistons might be going out and playing a good game tonight. And that might be a little bit of a reverse. Maybe they got a decent chance of winning on the road, catching the Rockets and just making it happen on the road. We will see. But up next, I'm going to tell you something I'm very thankful for here on the Lockdown Pistons podcast. But is your company looking for a new way to reach some customers? Your company could be mentioned right now in front of hundreds and even sometimes thousands of Lockdown Pistons listeners. The podcast listeners are 60% more likely to interact with sponsors that they hear on their podcast. Our demographic is 98% males with more education and more earning power than traditional media audiences. Get that paper, listeners. Have your company go ahead and sponsor the Lockdown Pistons podcast. If you are interested, email me at Matt_Schuch, S-C-H-O-C-H, at yahoo.com to find out more.
Yes, sir!
A little bit later on, I'm going to give you my thoughts on the Nike City Edition jerseys that the Pistons will be wearing on Friday. As they're going to be wearing them a bunch, by the way. So get used to the black and silver, the Nike City Edition jerseys. You've probably seen them, but I have some thoughts on them, and you should check them out one more time so you're not jarred on Friday night when you see him on the television. You know, I'm here for you for the fashion advice. I know that's something we've been going into deep the last couple days. I know that's why you're here, to hear what I have to say about fashion. So maybe we'll just like do fashion corner every day here on the podcast going forward. But in addition to that, I wanted to get a little sentimental and tell you guys something I'm thankful for. I want to hear what you guys are thankful for, by the way. As Pistons fans, hopefully you get some funny responses out of this or maybe some serious ones, whatever you guys are thankful for these days. As it relates to the Detroit Pistons, I'm assuming that you're thankful for your friends and family and everything in your life. And of course, the Locked On Pistons podcast, but maybe you want to let us know just how thankful you are for the Locked On Pistons podcast. So give us a call and leave us a voicemail at 810-666-1546 or go ahead and text that number. Again, that's 810-666-1546. Easy to remember, 810, Sign of the Beast, and then Vinny Johnson, Joe Dumars, Terry Mills, 666-1546. But like I said, what am I thankful for? I'm thankful for you guys, and I got an idea. This is not a very original idea, but it's original to us and here on the Lockdown Pistons podcast. Let's get together. Let's do a meetup, right? It's podcast meetups are done sometimes And I figure out there's like a, you know, the road game's coming up in December. Let's pick one of those dates, whether it's a weekend or maybe during the week. I don't know, whatever you guys think. We'll go meet at a bar somewhere. So you guys go ahead and suggest the bars that you think might be interested in hosting us for a meetup. Maybe they'll give us a discount if we bring a big enough group in and maybe mention the name of the bar on the podcast or something like that. Maybe it's in the city of Detroit near Little Caesars Arena, maybe somewhere out in the suburbs by the Palace, northern suburbs, Macomb County on the east side, Oakland County where I'm living right now, Washtenaw County, whatever. You know, just let me know. Get in touch with me on that voicemail line, or also send me a DM or a Facebook message, email at matt_shook@yahoo.com. Just get in touch with me. Let me know if you might be interested in getting together and watching a Lions, or not a Lions, a Pistons road game. And maybe we'll do a few throughout the rest of the season. But yeah, let's knock down a date sometime here in December. Let's figure it out. I've talked to a couple of you guys about it already. But so get in touch with me if you're interested. Maybe you're one of these guys who's from out of town that might be in town for the holidays, for Christmas or something like that, and you've got a date in there that you might be free. So let's just throw out some different dates, some different bars. I'll put together a group email or a group text or something like that, and we can get it together. So I've been emailing and messaging a lot of you guys individually about different Pistons things or about the podcast or whatever. I think it's time for us to all meet up and talk Pistons, have some drinks, and enjoy some company, and have a little bit of fellowship here for the Locked On Pistons podcast. So again, throw me some dates and ideas for places. I've got Locked On Pistons shirts for the podcast for people who come out, or maybe if there's too many people that come out and I've only got enough for some of you, we'll put together like a trivia contest for Pistons past, maybe Detroit sports past or something like that. So let me know what you think, 810-666-1546, or send me an email, get in touch with me on Twitter or Facebook, whatever. You know how to get a hold of me. So anyway, the Locked On Pistons, the Locked On Podcast Network is doing unprecedented things on Twitter and Instagram. You should be following on both of those platforms. On Twitter, go ahead and follow Locked On NBA Net. You get all the Locked On Podcast Network local hosts covering their NBA team on one feed. There's also one for NFL, by the way. Check that out on Locked On NFL Net. It's amazing during games, breaking news, and all to get the local perspective on everything too. On Instagram, same thing, Locked On NBA Net, all spelled out, giving you the biggest stories in just 1 minute on your Instagram stories, and also longer cuts on the biggest stories on your feeds as well. So make sure to follow Locked On NBA Net on both Twitter and Instagram. You will not be sorry that you did. And up next, I'm going to give you my thoughts on the new Nike City Edition jerseys. That's next here on the Locked On Pistons podcast, which is a proud member of the Locked On Network, your team every day. You already know this, but the Detroit Lions are hosting the Chicago Bears on Thursday afternoon, the Thanksgiving Classic at Ford Field in downtown Detroit. And we won't have a podcast on Thursday, but I'm assuming that Matt Derry will probably put up a post-game one, even though it's Thanksgiving, because that's the type of guy he is. The Locked On Lions podcast, you know Matt Derry from Detroit Radio. It's got the daily look at the Leos. Check that out on the network, which is, by the way, the number one local sports daily podcast network. Give a try to all the other shows on the network. Isaiah Hole has the Locked On Wolverine show. I understand that they have a football game coming up on Saturday in the state of Ohio. And also the Locked On Spartans podcast was at the Breslin Center on Sunday night. Saw the Tom Izzo's group take on Tennessee Tech in a 68-point drubbing that they gave. Will Hunter, my buddy, does the podcast there. He does a great job. So check out Locked On Spartans or Locked On Wolverines. I'm assuming if you live in the state of Michigan, you're probably a big fan of one of those teams. So at least check them out. And then check out the Enemy podcast too, and let me know what you think. And let those guys know what you think as well. Give them the follows on social media, all that good stuff. And I mentioned the meetup before. I also want to do some meetups in Grand Rapids, the west side of the state as well. Let me know some dates. I want to come out there and do some stories on some of the Grand Rapids Drive players for some of the clients that I have, maybe the Detroit News. We wrote about Keenan Evans for the Lubbock paper and Johnny Hamilton for the Trinidad paper down there. We can maybe do some updates for those publications, get some podcast interviews for you guys for the Locked On Pistons podcaster show. So whenever the Drive are in town sometime soon for a game or two over the weekend, maybe I'll stay over in Kalamazoo or Grand Rapids. So I'd like to meet up with you guys, do a post-game or pre-game over for the Grand Rapids Drive for all you West Side people or some of you Detroiters who might have been looking for a reason to go over there and check out a game or want to see what Henry Ellenson looks like getting some real playing time or some of the other things that the Grand Rapids Drive do over there. So let me know some of the dates. Get in touch with me on social media and when you might be free to check out a game, meet up downtown at Grand Rapids, or I know the Deltaplex is a little bit out of downtown, so maybe you got a place that we could meet up in. So we will see. So get in touch with me. Let me know if some dates might be available for you guys out on the west side. I know we got some listeners out there as well. But the jerseys, the Nike City Edition jersey, debuting on Friday night against the Houston Rockets on Black Friday, which is not a coincidence there, that's for sure. The dollar signs and the cash registers, you can just hear them going off. Although cash registers, that's kind of an old school thing. I don't think that really happens anymore with cash registers. But I do like the jerseys, and I know, again, you come here for the fashion advice and my fashion critiques of everything. I really like the self-aware quote in the Detroit News story from Chris McCoskey on Tuesday. My, I guess, kind of coworker-ish, Chris, a guy I know and like, but a former beat writer for the Pistons, by the way, longtime beat writer for the Pistons, who's now along with me filling in for the vacationing Rod Beard. But Charlie Metzger, who's one of the head honchos in business operations for the Pistons, had a quote in McCoskey's story about these jerseys saying, quote, "We already know that some people are going to love them and some people won't. We're okay with that. We want them to be bold and unique," end quote. I like that. I like that quote from Charlie Metzger. These jerseys are, or the uniforms, they're not just jerseys, they're whole uniforms. They are patterned after the Raiders, kind of an homage to the Bad Boys days and the going to work era as well. Chris McCoskey had in his story on Tuesday, writing about the jerseys, that apparently Al Davis, the former Raiders owner, the late former Raiders owner, was a big fan of the Pistons and had his Raiders medical staff help treat Isaiah Thomas for the ankle injury that he suffered against the Lakers in the 1988 NBA Finals. That's how much of a Pistons fan he was. They had him over to the facility there in Oakland, and or maybe it was in Los Angeles at that time. I guess it makes more sense that it would be in Los Angeles at that time. So forgive me for my late 80s NFL knowledge off the top of my head, but certainly that was, of course, the LA Raiders at that time, because that was when, you know, NWA was doing the Raiders jackets and all that stuff. But I did not know that. So anyway, Isaiah Thomas was treated by the Raiders medical staff back then. The jerseys say Motor City across the front, like all the new Pistons alternate and one-off jerseys that they have. But like I said, they're black and silver. You've probably seen them on social media, or maybe if you haven't, go ahead and look them up. I like them. It's something different. And I could see how these Pistons and this team would be reluctant to do some rebranding, even if they are for these one-offs or several offs. And for good reason, because of the teal debacle that they had in the late 90s and even into the early 2000s. But it would be nice if they did it in some ways, do a little bit of rebranding, throw little things out there. And I know that the Lions had like the ultimate joke of a rebranding the last a few years ago when they, stenciled up the lion a little bit differently on the logo, made him look a little bit more sleek and fit. And then they sold a whole bunch of new jerseys and shirts. And I was guilty. I got a couple Lions shirts from that whole rebranding as well. Just perfect for the Detroit Lions, a complete joke of a franchise to have a joke of a rebranding that wasn't at all a rebranding at all, just to sell. But I'm not opposed to the Pistons shaking things up a little bit. Of course, we love the red, white, and blue. That should definitely stay as the primary colors. But a different symbol might be nice. It was another kind of cop-out, I thought, when the Pistons changed the symbol and it's still a circle with a ball, but the font's a little different, all that stuff. That didn't really do anything for me. I like the original unis, stay with that. But I wouldn't mind if they messed with it a little bit, maybe went with a different kind of symbol or something like that on the jerseys. But a classic look for the Pistons. I'm not trying to shake things up too much, but I do like when teams kind of modernize a little bit and go with the rebranding, and certainly better than the Lions did way back then. We could go on and on about things that I don't like about the Lions, but we'll just stick for now with that weak rebranding they did. But this is a cool thing to me, the jersey. And I know it's just to sell things, to make some extra money from the fans, but it's the kind of stuff that fans, that I know you guys and myself, mostly at a younger age, but we like this stuff. We like the jerseys. We like the merchandise. We like being in the newest gear and all that stuff. But let me know what you think. Do you guys like these jerseys? Let me know on social media. Maybe I'll read out some of the responses as we get into Friday. Check them out. Let me know what you think. Send a voicemail or send a text as well, 810-666-1546. Let me know what you think. The Pistons are going to be wearing these jerseys, uniforms, 18 times, including 6 home games and 12 on the road. So get used to them. These aren't one-offs. These aren't going to happen a couple times. I mean, this is going to be a large portion of the Pistons season will be played in these Nike City Edition jerseys. They can be bought, by the way, for $135 a piece at PistonsLR.com. I can remember when I was growing up in like middle school buying jerseys, you could get the knockoff replicas is what they were called. I think those were about $40. And I think that the authentics, and I didn't buy too many authentics. I wasn't, you know, we were growing boys in elementary school, and of course we weren't going to shell out a bunch of money for the authentic stuff. Maybe you guys did, but I think those were more like something 85 or 90 or something like that back in the day. So now they're at 135 a piece. I'm assuming that those are the authentics and not the replicas that are Nike Edition is selling. So yeah, it's a lot of money, and the old man in me wants to complain about that. But actually, you know, given inflation and how much things get expensive, that's really not that bad. If they, like I said, if they are the authentics and they're the newest things, and if you want to look good at school or wherever you're wearing the jerseys out to, that might be the way to go. One-day promotion on Friday, by the way, and I don't want to shill for the Pistons every day, but I do want to pass along the information for you guys. $199 gets you two tickets to three separate Friday games in the second half of the season, in addition to the Nike City Edition Blake or Andre Drummond jersey. And I'm not going to tell you how to spend your money. Of course, we wouldn't do that here on the Locked On Pistons podcast, especially when we're talking about, you know, over $100 and everything. But I will say, if you're thinking about dropping the $135 on the jersey, you might as well drop the $199 on the jersey. And I think if I'm reading correctly what they're offering, it's six tickets. So a pair of tickets to three separate games. Six tickets seems like a nice deal to me. It's a one-day only sale. Get in touch with Pistons.com on how to get in touch with that deal. So a nice gift for the Pistons fan in your life if that's the way you want to go this Christmas. And why wouldn't you? Support the local team, support the cause, and maybe we'll get the Pistons to pay that luxury tax sometime here in these next few years. But give me a follow on Twitter at @Matt_Schoch, S-C-H-O-C-H, another underscore after that. Also the Locked On Pistons Twitter account, and give us the Facebook page like at Locked On Pistons-MattSchoch. Do me a favor and give us a rating and review on iTunes as well. That helps bump us up the charts so more Pistons fans and can find us and get listening to the podcast every day, just like you guys do here on iTunes or wherever you get your podcast. But this is your host, Matt Schoch, again saying happy Thanksgiving. Spread the word about the show. Really appreciate you guys. Really thankful for all that you do. Get in touch with me about when and where you guys want to have meetups sometime this winter. We got to trudge through this winter together as Michiganders and as people who love this basketball team. We have to get through this together. We're, like I said, you can expect maybe a tough early part of December given the schedule. So we got to kind of bunker down and see if we can squeeze a few wins out of it and see how this this season transpires, because it's been an interesting one so far. A very likable team in terms of the way that they conduct themselves on and off the court. Dwayne Casey, we'll have some more shows where we talk extensively about how we think Dwayne Casey is doing, but I'll tell you this as someone who has been around him many times and has interviewed him one-on-one and also in group settings. Very likable guy, and we're lucky to have a guy like him in charge of this basketball team right now. Again, we'll see how the coaching goes and the wins and losses go over time. But as far as solid dudes, and I know Stan Van Gundy is a solid guy too. There's not a lot of complaints, especially from a person like me, about Stan Van Gundy. But just a nice, and again, as someone who spends a lot of time around the Detroit Lions, I'll just say that for now. It's a little bit of a shocking way that these two different franchises do business, and I think it's better to be fans and supporters of the Detroit Pistons than it is to be of the Detroit Lions. We'll just say that for now. So again, happy Thanksgiving to you guys. Spread the word, appreciate all the love, and happy Thanksgiving, and we'll talk to you guys on Friday.